Welcome to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Benuelos. On today's episode, jump into a conversation with Venu Balasubramanian and I discussing Marvell's AEC platform solutions. Be sure to stay tuned to hear Marvell's strategy in entering the AEC market and Marvell's solutions addressing interconnect needs for data centers. Venu, it's great to have you on today's episode. What I thought we could do today is jump right into our questions. And my first question for you is, what is driving the growth of 100 gig serial interconnects in cloud data centers?
So 100 gig serial interconnects are getting deployed in two parts of the networks in cloud data centers. One is at the switch layer, where as the switches transition from 12.8T to 25.6T and 51.2T, the IOs go from 50 gig PAM4 to 100 gig PAM4. The other place inside data centers where we're seeing a transition to 100 gig serial is on AI accelerators and smart NICs, where the IOs are going from 25 and 50 gig PAM4 to 100 gig serial to support the bandwidth needed on these devices.
Now, this is a little bit of a longer question, but what are the key challenges for the 3 to 5 reach short interconnects at 100 gig serial speed?
Yeah, so this 3 to 5 meter short interconnects are deployed predominantly in two places within data centers. One is for the links from the server to top of rack switches, and the other is to interconnect switches in the aggregation layer to create the class network. So these links have predominantly been served by passive direct attached copper cables, which are basically coax cables with no active components in there. At 100 gig serial, the physical reach that you can get with these cables is significantly lower than the 3 to 5 meter reach that is required for these applications. This is primarily driven by the fact that you're doubling the signaling rate when you go from 50 gig to 100 gig. And even to reach the lower lengths, you need thicker cables, which also pose challenges for the end customer in terms of the bend radius and the deployment challenges that those pose for them.
Can you explain to our audience what an active electrical cable is?
Yeah, as I mentioned previously, these 3 to 5 meter short reach links today are predominantly served by passive direct attached cables, which have no active components inside them. So what this means is the entire link from the server to the top of rack switch, which includes the PCB loss on the server, the loss of the cable, and the loss on the switch PCB are all driven by the SerDes on the two ends, the one on the NIC and the one on the switch. So as you go to the 100 gig serial speed, that loss becomes higher than what the SerDes on the two ends can drive. So what an active electrical cable does is breaks that link into three pieces by adding a retimer inside the cable, by virtue of which the SerDes on the switch and the server only need to drive up the PCB trays, and the loss of the cable itself is handled by the retimer inside the cable.
Let's talk about Marvell's new product offering in this space. Can you give some insight?
Yeah, so we recently announced our Alaska A product family that is targeted to this AEC market. So the Alaska A product family is a family of retimer products that leverages our PAM4 DSP leadership and our Ethernet IP to create a solution optimized from a power performance feature set perspective for this emerging active electrical cable market.
And Venu, what would you say is Marvell's strategy in entering this market?
Yeah, so what we're doing for this market is actually building an entire reference platform that includes hardware designed for 400 gig and 800 gig cables in different form factors, and also a complete software stack. And we are working very closely with all tier one cable vendors for them to build cables based off of this reference design. So what this enables us to do is truly leverage our strengths in the DSP SerDes space and the cable vendor's strengths in manufacturing and assembly to provide the best-in-class solution to our end customers, which also addresses their concerns on ability to scale and provide supply assurance, which is very critical for our end customers.
My last question of the day is, what are the other products that Marvell offers to address interconnect needs inside data centers?
Marvell has a comprehensive offering of interconnect solutions that are truly optimized for the different reach requirements within data centers. So we talked about the AEC piece, which is targeted to that 3 to 5 meter reach. Then we have products optimized for active optical cables, which are typically used for reaches from that 3 to 5 meters all the way up to 30 meters. These includes our PAM DSPs and TIA driver solutions. Then we also have solutions, again, PAM DSPs and TIA drivers that are optimized for multi-mode and single mode optics that support reaches from 100 meters all the way up to 2 kilometers. We basically have solutions that address the entire gamut of interconnect reaches that are needed in cloud data center applications.
Vinu, wanted to say thank you for participating on today's podcast, and I am looking forward to continuing our discussion in a future episode.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me, and look forward to future conversations with you.
Thank you for listening to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. As always, please feel free to visit our website to learn more, and we'll see you on the next episode.